Equally important to keep in mind is that shame is like the other SH word. Like shit, shame rolls downhill. If employees are constantly having to navigate shame, you can bet that they're passing it on to their customers, students, and families. So, if it's happening, and it can be isolated to a specific unit, work team, or person, it has to be addressed immediately and without shame. We learn shame in our families of origin, and many people grow up believing that it's an effective and efficient way to manage people, run a classroom, and parent. For that reason, shaming someone who's using shame is not helpful. But doing nothing is equally dangerous, not only for the people who are targets of the shaming, but also for the entire organization. Several years ago, a man came up to me after an event and said, "Interview me, please. I'm a financial advisor, and you wouldn't believe what happens in my office." When I met Don for the interview, he told me that in his organization, you choose your office each quarter based on your quarterly results. The person with the best results chooses first and sends the person in the desired office packing. He shook his head, and his voice cracked a bit when he said, "Given that I've had the best numbers for the past 6 quarters, you'd think I'd like that. But I don't. I absolutely hate it. It's a miserable environment." He then told me how, after the previous quarterly results were in, his boss walked into his office, closed the door, and told him that he had to move offices. "At first, I thought my numbers had dropped. Then he told me that he didn't care if I had the best numbers or if I liked my office. The point was to terrorize the other guys. He said, busting their balls in public builds character. It's motivating." Before the end of our interview, he told me he was job hunting. "I'm good at my job and even enjoy it, but I didn't sign up to terrorize people. I never knew why it felt so shitty, but after hearing you talk, now I do. It's shame. It's worse than high school. I'll find a better place to work, and you can be damn sure that I'm taking my clients with me." In I Thought It Was Just Me, I tell the following story about Sylvia, an event planner in her 30s who jumped right into our interview by saying, "I wish you could have interviewed me 6 months ago. I was a different person. I was so stuck in shame." When I asked her what she meant, she explained that she had heard about my research from a friend and volunteered to be interviewed because she felt her life had been changed by shame. She had recently had an important breakthrough when she found herself on the losers list at work.